the rest of the story. Chris and Olive Browning were living every English couple's dream. In a cozy cottage in spectacularly scenic County Cornwall. But their dream became a nightmare one day when Chris, strolling out to visit his own garden, was physically attacked by an angry neighbor. Olive was frightened by the incident, but Chris told her not to worry. Surely it would not happen again. It happened again and again. We must contact the authorities, Olive now insisted, but Chris assured her that local police, considering it a minor matter, would simply look the other way. And then he said, we must hire a hitman. And so it was that trouble of a most uncharacteristic kind came to beautiful bucolic Cornwall. The Brownings' aggressive neighbors were in fact a family of seagulls. They had built their nest on a stone pillar in the garden. The mother seagull had laid eggs there. So after that, whenever Chris went out to admire his flowers, the nesting mother would screech. The expectant seagull father, from his lookout perch on the cottage roof, would dive bomb the intruder. So Chris Browning enlisted the services of a hitman, as he put it, an exterminator. The decision was made reluctantly after all the Brownings' human neighbors might object, and also gunning down seagulls under such circumstances was thought to be bad luck thereabouts. Wasn't there some other way to get rid of them? Chris beseeched the man from pest control. Well, he said there was. And the professional proceeded to demonstrate, donning a padded jumpsuit and a hard hat. He ran straight for the pillar in the garden, brandishing a stick to distract the mother gull. He snatched the nest eggs and all, plopped them into a bag, and ran like the wind. He and the Brownings had expected no more than a squawking mother and a dive-bombing dad. The nest and the eggs would be promptly removed to a safe, human-free location nearby. Surely that would be that. But then Chris looked up. The sky was darkening. Cacophonous cries blended into one shrill, ear-shattering din. The air was full of seagulls. They had heard the mother gull's calls for help, and they were answering those calls, shrieking, zooming out of the blue, bills first. The exterminator, screaming, fled. He is still on vacation, it is said. And the Brownings, they took refuge in their perfect little cottage in Cornwall, May 2001. And has anyone even seen them since? People venturing near the place are run off by menacing flocks of gulls that appear, it seems, from nowhere. They can even recognize individuals who have threatened them, locals claim. And might they know something else? Might they know that Chris, who now cowers in his otherwise idyllic West England bower, that he, Christian Browning, who has been attacked by seagulls more times than he can recall, is in fact the son of the woman who once lived in that same cottage. And that woman was English novelist, Daphne du Maurier. That's right. The author of the story on which was based a particular Alfred Hitchcock film, a motion picture drama of retaliating nature entitled The Birds. Oh, yes, you know that story. Only now you know the rest of the story.